This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 8:30 tonight. The address comes a day after the Constitution Amendment Bill linked to the Women's Reservation failed to get a two-thirds majority for its passage in the Lok Sabha after opposition parties did not back it. The proposed legislation tied to the implementation of Women's Reservation through delimitation but fell short after a long debate. Both the Houses of Parliament were today adjourned sine die. With this, the budget session of Parliament comes to an end, which commenced on 28 January this year. In his valedictory address in Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 93% productivity during the budget session. He said a total of 31 sittings of the House took place. Mr. Birla said during the session, 12 government bills were introduced and 9 bills were passed. This includes the Finance Bill 2026, the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025, Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026, Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 and Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. A total of 326 matters of public importance were raised by the members during the zero hour.
This session started on 28th January 2026. In this session, we had 31 sessions, which lasted for about 151 hours and 42 minutes. During the session, 126 questions were answered. Honorable members raised 226 issues of the Lokmat. In the session, 626 issues were raised under Rule 379.
In his valedictory address in the Rajya Sabha, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said that overall the House functioned for a total of over 157 hours and the productivity of this session stood at around 110%. On the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill failing to pass in the Lok Sabha, Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, said that the Congress has taken a stand that appears to be against the interests of women. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, she said that women across the country were looking forward with great hope, but their aspirations have, for now, been held back until 2029.
It is clear that Congress is against women and Congress has done a very wrong thing. Women from all over India were looking at us with high expectations. They have stopped women from coming in 2029. And you will see that the way they have opposed in the coming time, women will not leave them.
Meanwhile, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi claimed that the opposition thwarted the BJP-led government's attempt to alter the federal structure and weaken the country's democratic institutions. Addressing a press conference at the party headquarters in New Delhi, she said that true advocacy for women's empowerment requires sustained commitment and cannot be achieved through political positioning alone. In Tamil Nadu, poll campaigning will end in 3 days as the single-phase voting is to be held on 23rd of this month. Today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be electioneering at Coimbatore, garnering votes for the NDA contestants. He will have a roadshow on arrival at the airport to Kodisia, the venue of the event. Union Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal is meeting with the Tea Factory Owners Association at Ooty Nilgiris. DMK Chief and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has been criticising both the BJP and the AIADMK over the delimitation bill. In spite of heat and humid conditions, political campaigns intensified today in West Bengal for the assembly election. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee joined a public meeting in Howrah in support of party candidates. Nepal Supreme Court has recognized the faction led by Gagan Thapa as the official Nepali Congress, dismissing a challenge from the group led by former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. The United States has extended by a month a waiver from sanctions to allow countries to buy petroleum products from Russia days after it ruled out renewal of the special measure. According to an order issued by the U.S. Department of Treasury yesterday, the waiver now permits involving Russian oil shipments that were already at sea on or before April 17. And that is the end of this news bulletin.